This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Nikhil Jain, CEO of Oben Inc., the AI company behind a research study exploring how personal artificial intelligence, or PAI, can be used to improve healthcare. Always like the sounds of this. And Nikhil, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, thanks for having me, Eric.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure to have you with us. So for starters, tell us about Oben and explain what artificial intelligence is and does.
So Oben is an artificial intelligence company based out of Los Angeles. And the quick story is that I have young kids at home, and I realized that whenever I travel for work, my kids miss me a lot, and they miss me because they're so used to having me at home, talking to them at night, singing songs with them, reading them stories, that when I travel, they really miss me not being there. So I thought, what if there was a copy of me back home, a copy of me that looks like me, it talks in my voice, it has a personality like mine, and I can leave it behind, and my kids can interact with it while I'm not there, while I'm not home. And that was the inspiration, and now we have actually technology that helps any person, not just me, but any person now make a personal AI, a copy, an avatar of themselves, which looks like them, it talks in their voice, and can have a personality like them as well, and it can be very easy to use through their mobile phones.
And how clever is all that good stuff there? And how is Oben and PAI leveraging AI to improve healthcare? Touch on some of those details.
So the entire technology stack that Oben makes for their avatars to make them look like the person, act like that person, sound like that person, is made using artificial intelligence. My personal background is that I spent close to 5 years with Kaiser Permanente, which is one of the leading healthcare companies in the country. And one of my main goals with Kaiser Permanente was to utilize technology as a way to bridge the gap between providers and patients. I used that experience to start brainstorming use cases for our avatar technology, our PI technology in healthcare. And we started collaborating with MedStar, which is a unit of Georgetown University, to come up with a way to create a personal assistant, an AI-based personal assistant, which could interact with post-cardiac surgery patients and get to know how they're doing after surgery, how their symptoms are doing, and to use it as a way to monitor and alert and triage it to providers. So that is how we are utilizing AI in healthcare using AI-based personal assistants.
And I'd say that's some fantastic news on that front. Now, how did Oben's relationship with MedStar Health Research Institute form, and what was the motivation for the study here?
So one of our advisors, Iman Sadafi, was actually interacting with MedStar for quite some time. And when she realized that the kind of case study that MedStar wanted to do to utilize AI, that case study could really benefit from utilization of AI technologies like ours. I knew Iman from some time back, and she got in touch with us, and we decided to work together, and we became part of this program and started working very close with the MedStar team to integrate our technology into this case study. So from there on, we launched this app as part of this case study, and now we are in the process of patient recruitment to see how AI can be utilized as a way to impart care using a mobile app.
Today we're visiting with Nikhil Jain, CEO of Oben Inc., the AI company behind a research study exploring how personal artificial intelligence, or PAI, can be used to improve healthcare here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Now, Nikhil, why heart health patients, and what does this study hope to reveal about the future of AI technology and its role in managing health?
So when we were looking at different case studies, you realized that we wanted to target one chronic condition, which could be part of the case study, and we could actually show some real benefit in a tangible manner, and which is when MedStar presented to us this particular condition of post-cardiac surgery patients, and we decided to use that. But the roadmap for us is to not just look at cardiac surgery, but also start going beyond that, identify additional chronic conditions, like looking at diabetes, cholesterol issues as well, anywhere that personal AI can be utilized to improve the overall wellness of the patient population. We're also going into areas such as fitness, such as walking, and using AI to improve daily steps that a person can take to improve their wellness.
And that certainly was a good option and a good call and decision on your part to key in on heart health patients. Good stuff. Tell us, what is next for PAI in the healthcare space?
So we're seeing that as the population overall is growing older, not just in the U.S., but across the world. And there is so much that AI can do. Simple things such as providing reminders of when to take your medication or when to go for your appointments, to monitoring chronic conditions, to providing some guidance. There are so much AI needs out there which can be satisfied with our technology. And the thing that Oben provides, which no other company can do, is that it actually gives the AI face and a voice, a face and a voice which can be personalized around your needs. So in this case, if a senior is so used to having a personal provider, a physician provider that they know for a while, they can actually have that person's face or voice interacting with them about their symptoms, about their care conditions. If it's a kid, it can even have a favorite cartoon character interact with them as well. So there's so much aspects of personal AI, personalized delivery of AI in healthcare that is potentially possible now.
Certainly an incredible technology, and really appreciate your role here within the healthcare space through Oben Inc. And thanks for your time spent with us here today. Before you go, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion today?
I believe that it's not just about like AI that can deliver this care in a personalized manner. Also, there's new technologies such as blockchain, which can actually enable that the data that the folks have, the patients have, it can be accessible to them in a very, very timely manner in the form of their digital identities and their phones. So we believe that it's a golden era that we are entering now, that developers, startup companies can actually utilize technologies from Oben and companies like Oben, not just in areas of AI, but also merge them with ledgers such as blockchain to give the benefit of all these enhancements and innovation to the patients to have them have better wellness overall.
And that is certainly the key. And thanks for those concluding remarks. Well, folks, I'm sure you want to know where we can get further information out there. So, Nikhil, if you would share with us what your website link is and where can listeners get further details on Oben.
Yes, we would love to have your listeners come to oben.com, which is OBEN.com. Check it out. We would love to get your feedback, additional use cases. And thanks so much for having me today as well, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. It certainly has been our pleasure. Again, folks, it is oben.com. Mr. Jain, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Same here. Thank you so much.
Once again, we've been speaking with Nikhil Jain, CEO of Oben Inc., the AI company behind a research study exploring how personal artificial intelligence, or PAI, can be used to improve healthcare. And for all the details, simply visit Oben.com. eHealthRadio.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.